Nehemiah chapter 2. I'm going to switch it up a little bit back there, guys. Starting in verse 17 through 20. It's good to be in the Lord's house. Yeah. Glory. Man, I'm thankful for that singing and little testimony. We got a good church.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Well, these two agree. We got a good church, and I'm super thankful to be able to go here and to be able to just be amongst the brethren. And I'm super thankful for this opportunity. If you would stand with me tonight, not going to keep you long, going to be very basic stuff here tonight, but I hope you can take something away from it. Amen. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17, it said, "Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach." Then I told them of the hand of my God. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, "Let us rise and build." So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat and Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite and Geshem and Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king?" Then answered I them and said unto them, "The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build." And the latter part of that verse says, "But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Just for a few moments tonight, I'd just like to preach the thought on building up what the enemy tore down. Building up what the enemy has tore down. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. God, thank you, God, for everything you do for us. God, I pray tonight, God, that you get me out of the way. God, I don't want them to hear from me tonight. God, I want them to hear from you. God, just like I've heard many times, God, you don't need me. You don't need my message, God. You don't need nothing I got. But I'm just thankful that you used me, God, and ask you to just use me one more time tonight, God. We'll give you praise and honor and the glory for the things that are done in this place at this very hour tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So I want you to realize something, what all has taken place here. Just a little Cliff Notes version. Y'all remember when King Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon came and they took over Jerusalem and they took over the place, they took over the temple. They knocked the walls down and they stormed into the city and began to just disarray everything that was in their path. They begin to go through the temple and do all of these terrible things. And the Bible talks about how they burned the gates and burnt the wood. It was consumed with fire. And about how they knocked down the walls that was surrounding the temple and surrounding Jerusalem. And now you see where Nehemiah is under Persian rule. The Persians had took over the Babylonians, and now all of a sudden Nehemiah was the cupbearer at that time. And you find him at this place, and he's sitting there with the Persian king, and his countenance is of a sad countenance, the Bible says, a little bit further back in chapter 2. And the king asked, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I want to go back, and I want to rebuild the place of my dad, my father's places, where their sepulchers are, where all of these things are." And as I began to read this and began to just ponder, God's been dealing with me, and just a lot of things have been going on. But I thought about just the encouragement that sometimes we as Christians, we need. Especially in days like today where everything just seems to be bad and everything seems to be wrong. The right has become wrong and the wrong has become right. You're seeing people stand up for stuff that used to nobody would ever stand up for. Used to be not right, and now it's all of a sudden. It's almost a sudden now, Brother Donald. It's almost like what's wrong now is almost right. And it's almost like they're preaching it as the gospel. And so what I want you to see is whenever Nehemiah goes in and he comes before the king and he says, I just want to go back and rebuild. The king found favor in Nehemiah. And he says, go, what do you need? What do you need? He says, well, I need all of this wood. I need all of this stuff. I can imagine it was built up of rocks, Grant. And I can imagine, as he said, I need all of these things in order to possibly build back what was torn down. And so he goes through in a little bit, and he walks through the city, and nobody knows where he's going, and he's looking around, and as he's looking around, he's kind of surveying everything that's been torn down and everything that's been burned up. And he gets to the point, and he kind of almost, I just imagine, as he come up with a little notepad, and he said, okay, King, this is what I need. This is what I need you to provide for us and need you to give. And the king found favor. He said, I'll give you whatever it is that you need. And he gives it to him, and the Bible talks about how he says, let us go and build. You see, Nehemiah couldn't do it by himself. Nehemiah couldn't take it all upon his shoulders and build all the gates and build all the walls and do all of these things. He couldn't do it by himself. And as he gets all the things, they go, and the part that I read is they get up and they go out and they're going to build the wall. They get all their stuff together, and the Bible talked about those three names. It was hard to talk about names in there. As they were going to build, those three were coming against Nehemiah and his people. You see, and I thought about how even when we're trying to do something, trying to rebuild, and it's right that the devil's always going to come against us. There's always going to be somebody saying no, or you can't do that. Y'all can't rebuild this wall. No, Nehemiah couldn't build it by himself at all. Nehemiah didn't stand a chance by himself. My, what a picture of the church, Dale. My, what a picture of the church. Preacher Tim. He can't do it himself. Preacher Tim can't lead this church all by himself. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about. Let's build up what the enemy has torn down. And I've just got just four little old short points, and I've got a little old illustration that I want to get to show us what can happen if we all just come together. But number one, what I think we need, and I'm just going to be honest. I'm just talking about our church. I'm talking about this church, Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. If you want to be used by God, the only thing, one of the things that I think that we need to see is that we need to become available for God to use us. You see, God doesn't need our ability. Y'all have heard it. God just wants our availability. I was talking to Tanner and them today, and we were talking about some different things and about softball and all this stuff, and he knows I get tired of hearing about it. But I told him, I said, you know, be careful with that stuff. And I didn't just tell him this. I'm not singling him out because he's here. But I told him, I said, be careful with that stuff because it can keep you away from God's house. Therefore, it can take away your availability. How many things in life today can take away, Jackie, our availability to come to God's house and to be used by God? Not just coming to his house, but to be used by God. You see, when something gets our attention, gets our focus, that's where all of our attention goes to. And therefore, everything that's behind our attention We don't even realize it's there, Brother Donald. If I get my heart and my mind, and I'm just going to use softball as an example, on softball, then guess what I'm going to eat, sleep, and breathe, Adrian? Softball. If I get it on hunting, it's going to be the same way. If I get it on fishing, it's going to be the same way. If I get it on golf, anything, anything, it takes away my availability to be used by God. Not only that, but it takes away our availability, but what God wants us to be, it's also available, but also accessible. That word accessible, I got to looking at it, and I sometimes like to look at definitions of things. But you know what accessible means, Jackie? Just a Cliff Notes version. It means to be close or to be within reach. It means to be close or within reach. So not only does God want us to be available so he can use us, but Brother Skip, he wants us to be close to him. He wants us to be close to him so that he can use us. You see, how do you get close to him? Do what Nehemiah done. The first thing, if you go back to chapter 1, he prayed. He prayed to God. He prayed to God. Hey, help me in this aspect. Help me here. Help me there. He prayed to God to help him. What else can we do to get closer to God? I mean, it's simple. It's simple. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Get into the Word of God. Get in deep to where it doesn't just become just pages or letters that you're reading, where it becomes something that you yearn and you seek after. Brother Dale sends me a thing every day, the break of day. And this preacher gets on there, and every day he preaches like it's a mini sermon. Because it hits home every time that I look at it, every day that I see it. That man is close to God. He's a preacher. He's close to God, and you can tell it just by his voice. Man, when's the last time that somebody said, well, you're close to God, man. I can just tell by the way you talk. But he just wants us to be accessible. He wants us to be close to him. He yearns for us to be close to him. Because see, he said that he'll stick closer than a brother to us. That's pretty close between me and my brother. But not only that, but we got to be active. We got to be active. That's my bad, Jamie. We got to be active. What does active mean? Just what it says. To move. To move. You see what many churches you find, Brother Dallas? You see, if I sat right here just about any longer, it'd probably get real awkward. Am I right? I mean, if I just sat here and this is how the preachers preached, then it'd get real awkward. Why? Because I'm not active. I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here, and I'm not active. God wants somebody that's active. God doesn't want somebody that's just going to fill up a 2x2 square on a pew. That ain't what God wants. Young men, young women, God doesn't want you just to come to church just to come. Get involved. Get involved. Get in deep in the Word. Get into prayer. Be accessible to him. Be available to him. Be active in the church. But not only that, Not only does he want us to be available, accessible, but I want you to see this last one. Active. I want you to see this last one. Grant, he wants us to be authentic. What's authentic mean to you? It means just be real. Just be real. The only way that we can get close to God is if we're real with Him. Just get real with Him. Just get real with Him. I'm not talking about coming here and, man, dressing our Sunday best and leaving out of here and we just put on just a suit just to look good and we come here on Sunday mornings and we pop up in here and, hey, just like I've heard time and time again, you just got out the car fighting with your wife and all of a sudden everything's happy-go-lucky. Hey, man, God's good, ain't he? You know, yeah. Man, that's, y'all got me laughing. But what is that? That's being fake. That's being fake. That's putting on a show. That's putting on clown makeup. That's putting on the show. That's not being real. That's not being authentic. God wants us to be authentic. And I thought about this, just with all of them gathered together, availability, accessibility, active, and authentic. Man, what a picture of us to be in this church. In this church, what could Liberty Free Will Baptist be if we all got in one mind and one accord and just said, okay, we're going to do it over there in 2 Chronicles 7 tells us to do. First off, we're just going to seek first the kingdom. We're going to seek Him first. How do we seek Him first? We become available. We become available. We put His word for first. We become accessible by doing it. We get close to Him. We draw close to Him. You don't have to tell nobody that's saved and born again to get up and go do something for the Lord. And you don't, Dallas is one of the most realest people I've ever met. Just throwing that out there. And I think about what if we all just realize that we're all just a mess. That every one of us, man, I'm a mess, you're a mess, we're all a mess. Every one of us in here. But I got this thing and I got this little old, whatever you want to call this. But I've got these different tools up here. And I just thought about these different things, man. And I've got something. I'm going to get to it in a second. But over here on this table, there's even some more tools. There's some screws, Brother Donald Boone's. There's some little old bits. There's that little old DeWalt drill. But I thought about the church whenever I seen this today. Whenever I seen this today, I thought about within the church, Brother Dale, that there's people in here that each and every one of us are different in our own way. Each and every one of us. You see, I got this tape measure here. Tape measure, well, it don't do nothing but measure. It's pretty precise, very precise. We got pins in here. What are pins used for when you're building something? Used to mark lines, maybe to make level lines. I got a level here. Sometimes used to draw lines, sometimes used to make things level. I got a screwdriver, a Phillips head. Y'all know what that goes to. Got a flat head. Y'all know what that goes to. See, the thing about the church today, the thing about our church, is, man, we got a bunch of levels. We got a bunch of flathead screwdrivers. My wife probably called me that one. But we got a bunch of markers. We got a bunch of screwdrivers. We got a bunch of saws. We got a bunch of drills. And what I'm telling you is that each and every one of us are completely different in some way, shape, or form. Some of us have different things that we're capable and not capable of doing. And guess what? It's okay. It is okay. If I can't do nothing and Benji back there can do something, I ought to be happy that Benji can do what I can't do or what I'm not gifted to do. Each and every one of us, we're one of these tools on our table and then some. Some are used to cut. Some are used to sand. Some are used to make clean. Some are used to make smooth. Some are used to put a rough edge on stuff. But each and every one of us, each and every one of us in this place tonight, you know what we've all got? We've all got purpose in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to even go a step further and say this, that we've all got purpose at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. Each and every one of you that are under the sound of my voice, even those that are on the, listen to me on the internet, you've got purpose. Yeah, you may not be the screwdriver. Yeah, you may not be. You may not be the hammer. You may not be the level. You may be the screw. But you want me to tell you something about the screw? It holds it all together. It holds everything together. And I think tonight that if we just get honest with ourselves and realize that God just wants us to be exactly what we are and who we are, then we'll realize that there's purpose for us here in this very place, this very night. I'm almost done. But you see, even when I'm sitting here doing this, I've had to change bits a couple times. I've had to change different length screws. I've had to change all of these different things. And I've had to use different amounts of pressure. You know, because if I use too much pressure on this one by one, then any of you know, anybody that knows anything about them, they'll crack on you in a heartbeat. But you see, I want you to realize that each of us have a specific purpose. Here at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, each and every one of us in this place tonight all have a specific purpose for this church. Each and every one, from the back row up, all the way up here. Each of you have a purpose. And you know what happens? And I got to thinking about this. And when Nehemiah and them were building those walls, they had some that would go down there and dig almost what I would call the footing of the wall. And then they had some that would sit there and they would take that mortar, whatever it is, that concrete, whatever they used back in them days, and they would lather that stuff and they would put them rocks on it. And they would begin to build that wall up. Well, then you had some that had that level. And they would get that wall level and they would make sure that every angle of that wall was level. Why? You say, why do you say that? Well, because if it was at any off level, that the wall, once it got built, would take its own self down. Once the wall was built, if everybody did not do their part in making sure that what they done spotted and was spot on, then at the very end of it, it would all come crashing down. It would all come crashing down. But I want you to realize something. That each of us serve purpose to God. But I want you to even know more so than that. That each of you serve a purpose here at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. And you know what that purpose is? The purpose that we've got from the pulpit to the back row is to point everybody to the cross. The place where a man can get set free. The place where the blood was shed for you and I. The place in which somebody gets born again. The place to where somebody goes in lost and they leave out saved. They go in lost and leave out found. They go in lost and leave out redeemed. Church, I want to challenge you tonight. Then come get us a song of invitation. I want to challenge you. Do your part. Do your part. Get that zeal about the Lord back into your life. I mean, it don't take no rocket science to figure this out. But look around. Everybody take 1 second and turn and look around. There's a lot of empty chairs in this place. A lot of empty pews. Thank God for everybody that's here. But somewhere along the way, some of us, I'm talking me, some of us, I've done it again, Jamie, some of us have lost that zeal. Some of us have lost that fire. Some of us have lost that burning on the inside for Christ. It happens. But you can get it back. You can get it back. You can get it back as they sing.